Many scientists disagree with the arguments made in the reading passage. They don't believe that the arguments in the passage prove that dinosaurs were endotherms. Start with the polar dinosaur argument. In the time of dinosaurs, even the polar regions were much warmer than today. The climate in these regions were warm enough during part of the year that non-endotherm animals could live. During the months that the polar regions were too cold, the polar dinosaurs might have migrated to warmer areas, or hibernated like modern reptiles do. This being said, the presence of dinosaur fossils in polar regions doesn't prove that they were endotherms. Second, the fact that dinosaurs have legs placed under their bodies doesn't necessarily mean they were high-energy endotherms built for running. The more likely explanation is this structure supports more weight, allowing dinosaurs to grow to enormous sizes. Being large was advantageous to the dinosaurs, and is a more likely explanation for having their legs under their bodies. As for the bone structure and presence of Haversian canals in dinosaur bones, well, it is true, dinosaur bones also have growth rings. Growth rings are caused by a thickening of the bone during periods of time when the dinosaurs weren't growing rapidly. This is evidence that the dinosaurs stopped growing or at least slowed their growth during cooler periods. Periodic growth patterns are a characteristic of non-endotherms. True endotherms grow rapidly even when the environment becomes cool.